have a book signing at noon at the Borders bookstore at 119th and Metcalf.
What is it about? Why did you? Why are you here?
Specifically in the studio today.
Yeah.
Seriously, because I was sent here to be with you. I was directed to come here.
We just got something from you the other day.
That's right. And I acted on it, and here I am. And the
this is kind of like magic or something.
It's meant to be, is how I look at it. There's a word in Judaism called breshert, meant to be. It's meant to be. So that's why I'm here. My life is full of purpose, and I live purposefully. And my dad's goal through me, through this work, this book, and these sessions that I have with him, is to help people recognize and understand they are here for a purpose and to get on with it. Do it now. Get on with it. So it's about being having a life that's spiritually virtuous, full of purpose.
Where do you live?
Right now, I'm dividing my time between Salt Lake City and Colorado. I had been living in Texas, but I've just moved.
Well, why did you leave Denver then? Why did you leave this job at the Denver Post?
Well, it became...
You were the entertainment editor?
I was the television, TV Week editor. I was in charge of our Sunday television guide. I wrote the cover stories. I did some other feature pieces. I was predominantly a writer and editor for 16 years.
And you said, no, I'm not going to do this anymore.
Yes, in order to leave a job, you have to basically resign. And I happily resigned to do this work.
What'd they say to you?
Well, I have worked with journalists over the years that were fully aware that I had this gift because they've used my gift. They've come to me for guidance, for knowing things about what they should be doing with their life and decisions that they needed to resolve. So they weren't surprised that I was deciding to change hats, basically.
They didn't say you were haywire.
No, they some people fully understood that it was a natural progression. But other people just couldn't imagine walking away from that kind of a gig. And
yeah,
that's their career. But I always knew that I was to do more with my gift.
Okay, when you were four, or when you became aware that you knew things.
Right.
What did you know, was just without guessing about it, what did you know?
I had a sense about people. I could see their suffering, and I could see some of the things that they were struggling with. I could see whether they had issues, if they were sexually abused, or if they were being abused, or if they had learning disabilities, or I just was aware of things that there's no way to explain it. I just could see it. I knew it.
What do you do now? Do you?
This is all I do.
When you say you're clairvoyant.
Yes.
What do you do with people? Do you talk? Do you have readings for people?
I don't. In the book, I explain my gift. I don't read anything. So when psychics say they have readings, I'm not reading anything, and I don't describe myself as a psychic. I have a gift. I say it's from God.
You're an intuitive.
That's another questionable thing. The best way I can explain my ability is I'm given knowledge to pass on to other people, and I get that knowledge through seeing things, hearing things, feeling things. It's just there. I know it like my name, and then I pass it on.
Okay, what about flying saucers?
What about
life on other planets? Now, that's something that I've known ever since I can remember being conscious, was that they were there, and that's all there was to it. There wasn't any
question about it.
There wasn't any question about it, because that's just in my DNA. I know. I've always known that. What do you think?
That's absolutely the truth.
You know there is, too. They are.
I have no doubt in my mind that is a reality. But it's not everyone's reality.
No, there's some people who can't not, it just doesn't get to them at all.
Exactly. And that's okay. Just like there are people that don't understand how it is that I could know things that I wouldn't.
Okay, do you think you're born with that? Does that come from another life?
For me, yes.
Or what?
For me, yes. There are people that have an ability. My mother has some of this gift, and her mother had some of this gift. There are a lot of people that have this gift, but then shut it down, tune it out.
All right, we're going to have plenty of time next hour here to get into these. Do you talk to people on the phone?
I could do it over the phone.
I do it in person. Can you feel something? How do you? I'll ask you this when we get back here. I got a lot of questions for you. We'll be back here on Talk Radio 710 KCMO.